From Wayzata, Minnesota, tight end Nick Kallerup. And first of all, thank you for joining us.
No problem, of course.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about how much fun you guys are having. That tight end group seems to be a fun group of guys.
Yeah, it's a blast. Like, I think it's one of the closest groups on the team, and it really shows because we all love Ko, and we're trying to set him out right.
Yeah, and you and Ko, I was told already that you and Ko had the Red Pirate outfit for the Halloween party, right? You guys are pretty tight?
Yeah, we Norris came up to us and said we look like pirates. We thought we should be some pirates for the Hope Kids Halloween Festival.
Give out some candy, and you didn't scare them, I hope.
No, they got to take some candy out of our treasure chest. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, awesome. Very good. What's Cole meant to you, and what kind of a role model has he been here as you are working your way up into a more significant role as the weeks go by?
He's been a huge role model. I think from the second I stepped in, watching him and Bryce, the way they go to work, knowing that's how I want to go to work, and I want to be that hand in the dirt, road grading tight end that can block. I mean, Cole's been the perfect influence on me, and I've hung out with him a lot off the field too. We've gotten really close, and
From that standpoint, how much fun you mentioned that you guys are kind of those road graders, but every now and then you might get a pass. How fun was it last week to see him catch that touchdown?
Oh, that was awesome, especially against Iowa. He missed the first one, but he came back with that second one, and it was a close call at the end, but it was a touchdown. He was running. He showed off his speed a little bit.
No doubt about that. Well, let's take us through a little bit of your season. You're getting in on special teams. You've played some opportunity at tight end, and it's been kind of a fun thing to watch. You came in as a walk-on, and now you're earning some playing time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, last year I got my first on the field. I was playing KOR punt and a little PAT, and I'm doing that this year. And then a couple weeks ago, Coach Wanger wanted me to be on the punt return team, just throw some big bodies at the shield, and I said I'm all for it. And going into like the bigger packages, I've been getting better and better at blocking, and I've been able to go in there instead of some old lineman. I've been able to get in there as another like eligible number, an extra threat that they have to think about, and get a few plays in a couple games.
How much do you salivate about those opportunities, and then when you know it might be for the moment limited to try to take advantage of it?
Oh, it's everything. Like I know going into it what my role is, and I study those plays like crazy, and I envision on myself, like you said, I do salivate about them, waiting for them to come, and when they do come, I make the most of it.
And then as you look ahead, obviously you've got two games left this year, and you want to win those, but from your career standpoint next year, Ko keeps hopefully playing in the NFL, opens up some spot. How do you foresee your role emerging here as you continue to get experience?
I kind of see myself taking over where Ko left off, and playing up to his standard and hopefully raising the bar a little bit as a receiver threat.
Yeah. Now, you're from Wayzata. You are All-State, obviously a great program. Take me through the recruiting process and some of the options you had, and then you decided, hey, you know what, I want to be a Gopher here.
My recruiting process was actually pretty strange. I was a backup tight end to start the year. Our starter, who was committed to North Dakota, he got hurt in the first game. So then I came in and I played mostly receiver, like at that point. A lot of just like short slants, get 10 yards apiece. So I didn't really get noticed by the bigger schools until, honestly, Minnesota didn't text me until like November of my senior year, right after the last game. They invited me to a game day where PJ offered me the walk-on on the field, which was the first time I met him, which was really cool. And a lot of the FCS schools, they want to play O-line, because that's what I played junior year, but I really didn't want to play O-line, not yet at least. There's a possibility, but not right now. I wanted to stick with tight end. I was told it would be a terrible decision. I got shunned away by a bunch of people, but I'm glad I chose here. My final two choices were here, Wisconsin, but I'm glad I stayed home.
Yeah, here you are at home. What's that mean, too, to be wearing the maroon and gold in your home city and be able to have your family and friends come and watch?
It's huge. A lot of my extended family lives really close. Like we're in Wayzata. I'd say half of my extended family's in Hopkins, and the other half is just down the road in Wisconsin. And it's huge. My father passed away 3-4 years ago now, and it's just been huge having family. And that's a big reason why I stayed home. Because just this past weekend, I was able to go home for my sister's confirmation, and I'm able to be there for my family in those important moments.
Yeah, no doubt. And you get to, they get to watch you. You get to spend time with them. So I don't want to get ahead of ourselves because obviously the Indiana game's most important. But you mentioned that Wisconsin was one of your finalists, and you have some relatives there. So just for me, we won't tell Coach, but just peek ahead a little bit. How big is that game next week?
Oh, it's going to be huge. I can't wait.
That's all we can say for now. But good luck. It was fun chatting, and good luck today.
Thank you.
Right, nice to meet you. Good. That's Nick Collarup from Wayzata.